In the spring of 82, XTC was on a world tour when things got to be a bit too much. After illness interrupted their European tour, they took a little bit of a break, then started again in America. But after only a few shows, XTC canceled the rest of the tour, went home, and haven't appeared live on stage since. Here's vocalist Andy Partridge with the answer to the big question.
Yeah. Wow. Felt like we'd knock it on the head. Mostly my decision. I really don't like touring too much. It's kind of just an excuse to see a selection of Holiday Inns all around the world, you know. But then I know that Dave and Colin aren't too crazy on it. I know Terry likes it a lot. So it was a kind of mostly me, then Dave and Colin, then least of all Terry didn't want to stop, you know. But it's something we just decided to do. I wanted to break this circle of touring. It was getting rather stale. It was album tour, album tour, album tour. As I feel much more hermity and private nowadays, it's more in keeping with my personality to just sort of shut myself away and make this music and not have to go and like vend it around to different towns or reproduce it night after night. As it's this strange theory that we, like rock or pop, is one of the only art forms where you're obliged to go and reproduce it night after night, rather than people being satisfied with the end product, which is, I consider to be the record. Like with the film industry, you go and watch a film, you go and watch a copy of the film. You wouldn't watch the producer making his next one. You wouldn't go around his house and watch him scripting it. And with a painting, you'd buy a copy or the original, and you'd take it home and look at it. I mean, you wouldn't expect to go around to the artists, you know, and
sketch this out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, I've just bought this lovely scene of the London Bridge here. Would you do it again for my friends so they can see how you did it? You know, it's strange because we have the only art form that people demand they see you reproducing it over and over again. You know, like 50 date tour. Okay, he's going to have to reproduce the songs on his albums over 50 times. Mostly, songs are playable live. There's not really any complex overdubbing or anything. But I'd rather this was the finished article and this is what people know us for, and not jumping around and sweating nervously on stage, trying to reproduce it.